Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. I've got Mike Haddad, who joins me. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining me. I'm really happy to have you on the show. I've been up to your place in Quince Orchard over the years. You've got a nice store. Now, it's interesting. The store itself is fairly, it's kind of a receiving place, really, more than anything, and then a photo studio. Explain to me what your basic premise is, what it is you do that's really been helpful to helping people unlock the equity in their stuff.
Sure. So the store is called I Sold It on eBay, and you're right. It is although we're in a retail center, we don't sell things out of the store. It is a drop-off store. So people bring items in, and we will look at the value of their items by seeing what similar things have sold for on eBay recently. And assuming that we're looking at something that might sell again for $50 or more, we'll check it in, provide the customer with a receipt. We do a full set of digital photos, write up the ad copy, launch a 7-day auction. We monitor the auction, answer questions from potential buyers. We collect payment from the winning bidder, and then pack and ship the item out. One of the neat things is the seller gets an email with a link to the posting as soon as it goes live on eBay. People really like to watch their items and watch the bidding process, so it's a very visible process. And at the end, they see a sale, and a couple weeks after we ship to the winning bidder, they get a check in the mail. So it's a very easy process for our customers, which really comprise individuals, busy homeowners, as well as small business owners that want to get rid of inventory. And then the third group that we serve are nonprofits or fundraising organizations that want their members or constituents to drop items off here, but then get the benefit of the seller check to the nonprofit.
Oh, very good. Now, let's take an example of, say, three different items that you might see someone coming in the door with. And if you don't mind, give us something that would surprise us on the one hand, that it really does have value, something that we would expect has value, and something that we would expect has value but has very little value.
Yeah. Well, I guess taking the last thing first, you know, when I first opened the store, I brought in all my classic rock vinyl records, which I thought would have a lot of value. And we find that vinyl LPs really sell for next to nothing on eBay. It's one of the very few items that we kind of turn down without really needing to know, you know, the details of the individual titles. You know, we see things that we do a lot of designer handbags that will come in the store. Mm-hmm. And there's certain brands like Louis Vuitton or Chanel that we know have value. We know we can put a low start price on them, and they're always going to sell well. So those things typically go as expected. An example of a something that, you know, might surprise us. Usually it's a collectible. You know, it's something where there's not a lot of sales history for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take a chance on it, and then we'll just find there's a passion for that type of an item out in the international buying community, and things get run up. We sold a chess set a number of years back that ran up from a $10 start price to over $19,000. It was a rare chess set.
Wow.
Made by a German company called Alec that created only a few of them during World War II. So every once in a while, we get surprised by neat things like that.
I wanted to go back to the record albums because the perception that I've gotten, wrong or right, is recently now places like Brookstone are selling record tables, and, you know, so people can play vinyl, and that there's a big audience for vinyl now. People are buying old vinyl, and it's a collectible that way. Back in the 60s and the 70s, when I was buying record albums myself, I remember winning 105 albums of my choice from 105.1, which at that time, WAVA, was all classic rock. I can remember going to Penguin Feather Records. It was a big deal having vinyl. It was all, you know, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, all that kind of stuff. That kind of thing now, you're saying you can't get much money for those at all, in spite of the fact there's been a resurgence in demand?
Yeah, and you're right. You know, we are seeing a little bit of a resurgence for high-end turntables, you know, even ones that are quite old. And it's possible that the values of vinyl LPs will eventually go up as that resurgence keeps spreading. Right now, it's just a matter of supply and demand. The supply on e-commerce sites like eBay greatly exceeds the demand. And part of it, too, is our business model of working with things that have a value of above a certain level. You'll find hundreds of thousands of vinyl LPs on eBay, but many of them are, you know, selling for 50 cents or a dollar, or they just don't sell at all. But could change in the future, for sure.
Okay, so let's cover some of the, you know, more traditional items that people hope have value. Like, there's something called carnival glass, you know, which is this...
Carnival glass and depression glass, you know, those are things that... there's a pretty strong collector's community out there for it.
Okay. And what about, like, China? Really high-end China? Or is there not that
much? We actually do a lot of China here, Eric, and there are, you know, a lot of patterns that are valuable. There's a lot that are not. So we end up, you know, gently turning away much of it that comes in. But we always have high-end China on eBay because people are looking to fill in place settings or individual pieces, and some of it's very collectible.
Okay. And then do you get high-end pieces of art or posters or things like that?
We do. eBay's got a big art category. We find what goes well is... either original art or signed limited edition prints by artists that have a secondary marketplace following on eBay. So eBay is all about the brand name. And for art, that brand name, of course, is the artist's name. And if the artist is having their stuff bought and sold on eBay, then oftentimes we can do very well with it.
Fascinating. To get more information, if someone's listening today and like, hey, that sounds like I'd love to get, you know, maybe drive over, bring some items, have you guys look at them, or at least discuss it with you over the telephone, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
Sure. They can give us a call at 301-990-2040. The website has a lot of good information. It's www.isoldmd.com. So it's I sold it, then the initials for Maryland. .com, and or just stop by. No appointment necessary. We're here from 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Our address is 12101 Darnestown Road in Gaithersburg. We're in the shops at Potomac Valley.
Great. Again, that telephone number is 301-990-2040. And if you're thinking about getting ready to sell, this is the time, folks. This is decluttering time right now as you're getting ready for the spring market of 2016. Great time for you to get your stuff together, get it organized. If you need a plan of action on how to get it organized, of course, download the Right Sizing Guide, which will give you the tools, the questions to ask yourself, and even give you guidance. If you've got stuff you want to sell, you can go to Mike Haddad at I Sold It on eBay. At ericstewartgroup.com, that's our website. Mike's number one more time is 301-990-2040. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Up next, Stuart Rosenthal will join us with more of the Beacon Bits right after this.